Blog Talk Radio.
Ascension Magic Radio. I am your host. My name is Ron Ike, and you can call me Ronnie with a Y. And you can find out a little bit more about myself on my Facebook page, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. But in a nutshell, briefly, I'm a spiritual teacher, spiritual healer, jack of all trades. I love doing these shows, and it's such an honor to be here speaking with you today about sacred geometry. I'm really interested in sacred geometry. Now, if you follow me, you know that I am a math teacher. So it's like fitting, right, that I have like sacred geometry. But from a spiritual perspective, I think there's some things that are connected with some prior lifetimes where I worked with Pythagoras and the other Pythagoreans and such, which kind of has that a deeper interest to me as well. But you're finding, I'm sure too, that sacred geometry is becoming more and more and more in the forefront of our consciousness everywhere you look. You know, I always tell this to people. I was in the home store the other day, and I was just, you know, looking for, like, candles or something, and a lot of the candle holders were shaped like these platonic solids, were shaped like, you know, dodecahedrons and icosahedrons, and it's really, really interesting to me how the subtlety of that coming out of our consciousness is coming to the main front like that. Even, you know, the band Coldplay, on their most recent album, they have the Flower of Life pattern on there, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But you're finding it everywhere, and I've had several shows about sacred geometry. I'm really interested in that, and I know that there's so much we can go down the rabbit hole, and we can talk for hours and hours and hours about it, right? And there's books about it, of course, but I really just kind of wanted to focus on one particular aspect of the sacred geometry, and that's using it for healing, which I thought was interesting because I've never thought of that before. And, you know, when I do the shows, I sort of get into this state and I ask my higher self and the universe, the angels, what do I need to talk about? What do people need to hear about? And this kind of concept of sacred geometry for healing came through. Now, I do have a deck of oracle cards that kind of assist with this. You know, there's an artist called Francine Hart, if you've never heard of her. She is like an amazing artist, and she's able to overlay like geometrical sacred geometry patterns all over nature into her artwork, and she created this oracle card deck, like actually two oracle card decks, to help to connect you with the sacred geometry of nature and within yourself and within the patterns of your life, and as a tool, a divination tool, to kind of help you go deeper within. And I love working with those cards, and I'm going to be working with those today, doing some healings with the angels. Of course, you may or may not know, I am also an angel intuitive. I work with the angels. And I'm, like, again, I'm a jack of all trades. And I kind of feel like I need to also work with these cards by Diana Cooper called Ascension Cards. So we're going to be working with that. And I'm going to get to your calls later on, of course. But there's some things, obviously, that I want to talk about with you. One of the things I want to share with you all is I'm very, very excited. And if you've been following me on Facebook, you know this. On April 10th, I'm having Dr. Bruce Lipton as a guest on my show. And we're going to be talking about the science of epigenetics and really just about how your thoughts create your reality. You know, we already know as metaphysicians that our thoughts create our reality. We believe that. But this is science to show that. And this is actually getting down to the cellular level. And it's more or less getting down to the DNA, like really getting down deep within the cellular structure. You know, if you follow, you know, metaphysics stuff for a long time, you know, there's a lot of talk about changing our DNA and upgrading our DNA and all these kinds of things. It's sort of on that lines, but it's more or less like taking the victimization away from us, because the medical community, you know, I know that, you know, they have a hard job to do and they try their best to really bring healing, but there's a lot of old paradigms going on. There's in all of our world, really, but especially in the medical community, and they haven't quite caught up with the spiritual aspects of that we are in control and we can create our life. You know, and the prime example, you know, you go to the doctor and, you know, you doctor says, okay, well, tell me your family history. What does your family have, a history of strokes or blood pressure? And you say, oh, yeah, my grandfather had a stroke. You know, so the doctor says, oh, okay, well, you better watch out because in your DNA, it's in your genes, you might have a potential to have a stroke as well. Well, planting that seed into your consciousness doesn't serve you very well. And in fact, you know, it really stems from a lot of the scientific work that was done through Darwin and stuff about evolution, that, you know, our DNA controls everything, and the DNA is like, that's our blueprint that controls everything, and we have no control over it. And what the science is saying is that the DNA, yes, is in a sense a blueprint, but we can activate whatever part of it we choose, and we can change it with our thoughts. And this is what we're going to talk about on the radio show, and I'm really, really excited about it. You know, if you want to kind of find out more, obviously you can Google Dr. Bruce Lipton, but the book that I recommend you read is called The Biology of Belief. And we're also going to talk about that. So that's April 10th on the show, and it's going to be a great episode, and I'm really looking forward to that. So I hope you can join us. If not, obviously you can listen to it on the archives because it's a podcast, so you can join it later. Also going to be coming up, next week is World Sound Healing Day, and I reached out to a sound healer here in where I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and we are going to be putting together a show about like using the frequencies of sound to heal and to soothe, and it's going to be a great show, and we want to kind of get that word out to people about another way of healing and just spreading that light out into the universe. So that's coming down the pipelines as well. So you can, if you click follow here on Blog Talk Radio and follow my show, you can keep up with that, or you can check out the Facebook page. I always put the episodes there as well, so yay, lots of happy things coming up. And, you know, we have to be happy right now because there's a lot of craziness going on. You know, there's a lot of duality going on. But there's good coming out of this. It might seem to you, like, and this is kind of what made me think about sacred geometry too, that a lot of the things we thought that we were out of, that we just let go of, that that are not even in our consciousness, is like coming back to the forefront in our face. And that's sort of like the cyclical nature of things, you know. That's the cycles of things. But what's happening is that as we're at this other turning point of maybe where we were at in history before, it's like we're there, but we're at a higher frequency. Listen, this sounds strange. Visualize a spiral, okay? But almost like a piece of like rotini, like spaghetti or something, where it's like spiraling upright. And as you go around the spiral, you're going in a circular motion. So, you know, if you think of a circle is 360 degrees. Well, that's it. You can't, you know, you can only go 360 degrees around. But as you go up the spiral, you might be in the same place on the circle. So say you're at 30 degrees on the circle, but now you're at like a higher level, but you're still at 30 degrees. You're just like on like the second story or like the third story. Does that make sense? So you're in the same place, and there might be similar situations happening, but now you're looking at it from a higher perspective. So that's kind of where we're at. It's like there might be these things repeating perhaps, but we're in a much higher place, and I don't really feel like, you know, doomsday predictions are, you know, all these things are going to happen. People are freaking out about a lot of these things happening right now. But there's good coming. There's good here now. You know, these things that are going on our planet, you're seeing so much unity happening and so much coming together. And really, one of the things that's important is whatever you want to see, whatever you want to focus on, this is really what I'm trying to say, whatever you want to look at is what you're going to see. So if you are looking for the bad things, if you are looking for the things going wrong in your life, you are going to find it. You are going to find it. And, you know, I heard a story on a radio show. I think it was Mike Dooley I was listening to, but he kind of told a quick story about this this study that they did with biology kids, or psychology, maybe it was psychology. They watched this, like, half-an-hour movie clip, right? And they told the students or the people watching, okay, I want you to pay attention to whatever unusual things you might see. Actually, I don't think they told them that, actually. I think I'm getting the story wrong. I think they just said, okay, watch this movie, right? And in the middle of the movie, there's this guy that comes out in, like, this gorilla suit and starts, like, dancing around and, like, acting all crazy and goofy and such. And then at the end of the movie, they're like, okay, how many people noticed something unusual during that movie, right? And there was maybe like 30% of the people saw that. But so then they're like, you didn't see the gorilla? And they're like, what gorilla? We didn't see a gorilla, you know? And so they play back the movie and they show them the movie and they're like, oh my gosh, there was this gorilla there, you know? And the point of that is that, you know, there's things all around us that we're not paying attention to. And until we really look at it, we're not going to see it. So what are you looking at? Where are you putting your attention on? That goes for the bad and the good. If you want your life to go in a particular situation, a particular place, whether that's a new career or a new relationship or a new home, whatever that is, if you're not putting your attention there, if you're not looking at it, you're not going to see it. It's there already waiting for you. It's just we're focused on some other place. We're looking at something else. So put your attention on what you want, and that must become manifest in your reality. So that's kind of a neat thing. So I wanted to throw that out there because that also can tie in with our sacred geometry, because there's all these patterns and there's all these beautiful vibrations and things happening all around us that our physical eyes, sometimes we can see it, but a lot of times we cannot. You know, in the physical world, if you go out and you look at a field of flowers, you'll definitely see sacred geometry, because the flower patterns are very geometrical. There's ratios that happen and how the petals grow and such, and it happens in trees, you know, and you can get into the fractal structure of it. Again, I'm a math teacher, so I'm using math vocabulary, okay? Fractal is really just a repeating pattern that has this kind of self-replicating structure to it. Like you see the same thing again and again and again, but on a smaller and smaller scale. So, you know, you can kind of Google that. I don't want to get too crazy and out there for you, but there's all around in nature, you can see these patterns, and even in your own physical body. And one of the easiest ways to see this is by looking at the proportions of your hand. And if you just look at so take your index finger, and you can get a ruler or a measuring tape or something, and you measure the length of your first knuckle. So from where your knuckle meets, I guess the technical medical term for these are, we have the carpals, the wrist, then we have the metacarpals, and then the, I don't know, I'm probably saying it wrong, but the phalanges, right? Is that right? Okay, I don't know, I'm not a medical doctor, but I think that's what it is. So that first little piece of it, you know what I'm talking about. So if you measure the proportion from that piece to the middle piece, you'll see that it has closely aligned to this number, which is called the phi ratio or the golden ratio, and it's 1.618. Where have you heard that before? You remember high school geometry when you were learning about architecture and the Greeks, and when they would make their architecture, they used the golden ratio and the golden proportion? It's the same thing. And what's fascinating about that is that scientists are finding more and more and more where this proportion exists all over the universe. In fact, the spiral of our Milky Way galaxy is spread out in phi ratios, and there's lots of ways in nature where we can find that. But it brings up the question, is the master plan of the universe or of God mathematical? Is math and geometry a man-made thing, or is it something that just was given and a structure of the universe itself? And that is such an interesting topic to really think about, especially when you kind of start studying this stuff and really getting in there. It kind of just blows your mind when you see all these patterns. And you could argue on the other side and debate, well, you know, if that's what I want to see, then that's what I'm going to see. You could argue that, you know, but when you see it so much, like the way you see it, the way I've been seeing it, it just blows your mind. And it's really, really interesting. And it'd be cool when I talk to you on the phone here and I take the calls to see what kind of geometry have you been seeing, or what kind of patterns have you been seeing? Because it's really, that's what it comes down to. And one of the things that that the angels, the universe wanted me to talk about was these proportions, really, it's proportions. Because it all comes down to sacred proportions, and this is where the healing comes into play. It's sacred proportion. When you think of proportion, you think of a ratio, and you think of equal parts or balancing things out, right? So, you know, the golden ratio, as I said, that is 1.618, and that is supposed to be, according to the Greeks anyways, one of the most pleasing to the eye. And when you see a lot of artists, when they, you know, draw human figures and stuff, they will, a lot of classical artists are trained to draw with that proportion, with that. Okay, so now that's just a guideline, obviously. Like, you know, if you actually measure, it might not be exactly 1.618, but that is sort of like what they say is the measuring stick of the universe. So thinking about the proportions, you know, if you want to bring some balance into your life, you know, like if you're into feng shui and kind of how you have things proportioned, think about how you might have it laid out in a particular phi ratio, 1.618. Okay, that could be something to consider as well. And that number shows up in so many different areas. One of the areas, like I said, when you think about the flower petals and how the flowers grow and stuff, but if you were to actually count them and list them out, and some of them make what's called a Fibonacci sequence, and it's a mathematical sequence that has a particular structure to it, but when you look at the ratio between terms of the sequence, it actually equals the phi ratio. Now I'm kind of, again, getting off the deep end. I don't want to focus on the healing with you, but I just get so excited and I just want to share all this information with you. It's just like, I want to just keep going on and on and on and on, right? So let me get back to the healing that we're talking about. Now, I want to get a message for you first before I kind of get there. And the archangel that really works well with healing is Archangel Raphael. And I love working with Archangel Raphael. And Raphael is definitely here and kind of has been around me all day and wanting me to share some messages with you, okay? So what I'm going to do right now is, actually, I'm going to get a message for all of us for, like, what do we need to know right now? And I'm going to start by connecting with Archangel Raphael, and I'm working with these oracle cards. I'm going to say, Archangel Raphael, what do we need to know right now in terms of healing and in terms of what information wants to come through for this coming weekend and the week ahead for us? Okay, so let's see what message comes out for that. Okay, so I'm thinking of that, and I'm just shuffling these cards here, which are Archangel Raphael Oracle cards. And there's a couple of messages here for you, okay? The message is about sobriety. And that doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't have to be alcohol, perhaps. But when we're talking about sobriety, we're talking about connecting to your higher self. And we're talking about being clear, being a clear channel. And that could be letting go of foods that are weighing you down, people, anything that you're addicted to or you're craving that is not pleasant and not putting you in your high vibration. So really this is about just letting go of those things, letting go of any kind of addicting thing that it's not serving you. And you might want to also reach out and change physicians or get a second opinion or get a metaphysician, a medical doctor, someone more connected with alternative healing methods who can help you kind of get more clarity on that, whether that's a nutritionist or, you know, a spiritual healer, something that will go along in tandem with the medical work that you might already been giving, okay? Now, there, like I said at the beginning of the show, I do have these sacred geometry cards lined out here, and I did get a message for all of us today as well, and it's such a beautiful card that I pulled, because if you could see the card, it's really all about unity, and it has the symbol of the Merkaba on there, and, you know, the Merkaba is basically a star tetrahedron. If you're interested in sacred geometry, you kind of already know that, but it's just about a coming together. It's really what it is, and the separation that we experience on a daily basis is starting to fall apart, and when you connect with the symbol of the Merkaba, you can get that sense of unity, and you can get that sense of respect and love for all of creation, even the parts that are not so nice, okay? And I want to quickly just read to you from this book about the sacred geometry cards and tell you what the message actually says. So this is what it says. It says, standing together in an electrified field formed by the flower of life, golden spirals, specifically inside a star tetrahedron, joins this couple together in balance, again, there's the balance, in deliberate co-creation. At the dawning of the new era that we have right now, we have the opportunity for the first time to shift the obsolete paradigm of power over people to an emerging vision of power to people. It is certain that the old model is no longer working. The ways of conventional power and greed have brought us to the brink of ruin. However, by mutual intent to co-create and bring balance, we will find a common ground from which to create an optimistic future. Envision yourself standing in this symbol of co-creation and dynamic balance. First, seek your own inner point of equilibrium. Living in balance with the male and female aspects within will make it easier to achieve balance when you relate to others. Second, observe the way your intimate relationships are functioning. Are you living in cooperation and respect with the ones you love? Is there a dynamic give and take to your interactions? Third, consider how you are co-creating with colleagues and coworkers. It ought to be more than simply getting the job done. And finally, look at the way you view the world as a whole and your place therein. And let this symbol activate your full participation in shifting paradigms towards unity, towards oneness, and peace. Wow. Amazing, right? I think I should post this picture on my Facebook page so you really can see it, so you can meditate on it, because there's so much going on. There's spirals and pyramids and tetrahedrons and flower of life and lightning bolts, and there's just so much going on this card that it's very, very, very powerful. And it's all about coming together. It's a coming together of, you know, spirit and earth, up and down, left and right, you and me, dark and light, everything coming together. And that's really what we're seeing right now, is that the dualities are clashing like insane, but merging together somehow to create this new unity. And that's what I was saying when I was talking about these proportions, especially the fire ratio, that these proportions can bring balance, can bring unity, can bring harmony. And that's really what the sacred geometry is. It's about just having everything as it exists already, is already in harmony. You already are perfect. You already have everything you're wanting. It's just sometimes we break away from that, and sometimes we see the opposite of that. But that doesn't take away from what's already there, from who you truly are. You're always connected to that, always one, always healed, always love, always a part of so many different things, right? And one of the things that I want to share with you is, obviously, I've talked about the flower of life, but I got this vision today in meditation about using the flower of life as a healing tool. Have you ever seen a Venn diagram? Do you all know what a Venn diagram is? It's basically a tool for grouping. So you have one circle say you're trying to compare things. You have one circle, for example, that could be like all of, I'm going to break it down a little bit easier. Let's say that you do a survey. This will be easier to understand. Let's say that you survey men and women, and you want to find out, do you like the color green or do you like the color blue? Okay, and you total it all up. Now, on this Venn diagram, you have two circles. One circle could represent men, and that's all the men, and the other circle could represent the color blue. So in that first circle is all the people that you surveyed that were men, and in the other circle were all the people that you surveyed that liked the color blue. When you put those circles together where they overlap, you have the intersection of those two circles. And the intersection is what they have in common, is where they overlap. So if you've ever looked at a flower of life pattern, there's like all these infinite Venn diagrams going on. And why that struck me as fascinating was because I kind of visualized like each circle on the flower of life being a sphere of consciousness, being an individual. So we each have our own separate individual consciousness, yet we're all connected in some way to create this unified field. And it was blew my mind. I was like, oh, I never really thought of the flower of life that way, because you can think of it in so many different ways. But if you think of the flower of life as being like this tool for unity and for combining all things and not separation, it can really help to heal you. So what I also got a vision of is taking the flower of life, well, actually having it in your mind, and kind of putting it over your solar plexus area. Imagine like this huge shield in front of your solar plexus area that's shaped like the flower of life pattern. And that will like accelerate your consciousness. It will accelerate your solar plexus area, that chakra. It'll open it up and it'll help to heal wounds and help to empower you and help you to feel connected and a part of all things. So try that. Try visualizing a gold flower of life, like right there in front of your solar plexus area, and allow your consciousness to just breathe through it, breathe through it, and imagine how much more empowered you'll feel. It's kind of cool. There's other ways you can meditate with sacred geometry patterns, but that's something that I wanted to share with you because I thought that was interesting because the angels showed that to me, and I wanted to share that with you. Now, if you don't really know much about the flower of life, you can Google it. It's, you know, like I said, it looks like all these Venn diagrams connected together. But what's really, really fascinating about it is that it's found, like, literally etched into places all over the world. You know, it's in Ireland, Turkey, England, Israel, Egypt. It's everywhere. And it looks like a flower, but it also, it represents cycles as well. It represents, as I talked earlier in the show about spiraling up through different consciousness, it represents going through different cycles. So there's like these individual seeds of consciousness within the flower itself. So yes, that's very esoteric, but there, you know, and you can go off the deep end as deep as you want to go, but try it, you know, like try meditating on the flower of life pattern. And you might have seen people who are wearing it around their neck or have earrings with it. There's so many different ways you can really connect with that tool. But I wanted to share that with you. It's just something that came to me. And obviously, when you do that and you connect with the angels as well, and you know, I believe, too, that there are angels of sacred geometry. Now, there are angels that are connected with sacred geometry. I know we think of Archangel Metatron and we think of Archangel Raziel and helping us understand, but I believe that there are also these angels that work specifically with sacred geometry. Like, they're like kind of overseers of the proportions themselves, and you can work with them to help to guide you to bring healing into your life and to understand the way things have been laid out, the way the proportions of things, and how you might be able to move out of a specific situation. Try that the next time you're in meditation. Tell me what comes up. I look forward to hearing from you guys. So I think I've blabbered on enough because I can go on for like hours and hours about the most interesting things to me. But I want to really hear from you and hear your thoughts on sacred geometry and do some readings for you and just get that part of the show started. So let me get to the phone lines. Now, if you are new to the show, I will say your area code, and that's how you'll know you're on the air. And I'll just ask you, tell me your name, and we can go from there. So let's see what I want to get to first. Let's go to 440. I would like to get you on the line. Get you on the line here. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine, Ron.
Cool.
It's Jamie, by the way. Wow,
hi.
Ron. Today, you know, it's funny you mentioned all those things. Today, actually,
yeah.
I went to the emergency room because...
Oh, my gosh.
I felt that I had a blood clot in the back of my head, you know? But
they did
the x-rays. Turns out there's nothing wrong. But I had such an intense feeling of vertigo, and like I was really dizzy, almost passed out, and like honestly, and I have to bring this up, even though it's very personal, I don't really care. I'll say, and I practice this because it's a spiritual practice. And that's really why I'm sharing it with everyone. But I've stopped masturbating, and I haven't done it in about a month and a half. And I really believe what's happening is within me is my kundalini is rising, and I can feel it a lot of times. That when, okay, so if I feel sort of like, I don't know if I call it an urge or whatever, but I can take a deep breath and I feel that energy come up and it moves up through my spine, and I start to feel like I'm vibrating at a stronger, steadier rate, and I can actually, I'm getting more and more clarity of like my third eye. I feel like my third eye is starting to open up. I'm seeing, sometimes I see, you know, like a minute ago I felt like I saw like this, and right now I sense this giant angel is standing in front of me, and so, like it just feels like, and to speak about sacred geometry, I myself find that I resonate really strongly with like the hexagons. The hexagrams, I don't know if they're called hexagons, but I think that's six-sided, right?
Yes, it is.
Right,
yes.
Okay. Yeah.
It's really interesting. Now, is this the same Jamie that I knew from San Francisco?
Yes, I know I'm very different.
Oh, my God, I haven't talked to you in, like, forever. It's so good to hear your voice. I thought you sounded familiar. It's wonderful to hear from you, and thank you so much for joining in. And we'll have to talk, like, off the show. I haven't talked to you in a long time, but as you were talking, Jamie, let me just say, you know, the fact that you were in the emergency room and that you're healed, I'm actually sending you like extra healing angels. And I feel like, they're like doing some repairs on your, there's something in your solar plexus area. They're kind of repairing some holes there, like kind of clearing, like smoothing that out. And some of it connects to your childhood. So that's really, really clearing out. But you have Archangel Raziel with you, who is really, really connected with spiritual teaching and sacred geometry. And in that sense, you know, we share that because I really do work with Raziel. But Raziel is the angel that works with people who are spiritual teachers. And you do have that spiritual teaching that's coming out. The fact that you shared all that with everybody shows that. And you're connecting more with your divinity more than you, like you said, that you ever had before. But I see Raziel with you. And I also kind of feel a sense of returning, but I feel, because I'm also empathic, and I'm feeling a lot of, like, emotion coming up right now. Like, there's a lot of stuff in your heart chakra that's, like, that's triggering right now that I'm feeling. And they're just telling me to tell you to let go and give it to the angels right now. And they're gonna take that. They're gonna heal it from you if you allow that to. And it's gonna feel like a sense of relief from you, because you are really connected with the angels, and you do work with them. You're just sometimes you can go like all in these different places. You know, like I do that too. Like I connect with angels, but I might also think of more really deep spiritual things. But in the sense that you just have a stronger connection than you really thought that you did, and you're reopening to that. Your heart chakra is really, really opening more than it ever has as well, and I feel like they're asking me to clear out some weird things that are there. Like, I'm just kind of, like, pulling out some things that are in your heart, and they're kind of just clearing you out a little bit, and I'm seeing you surrounded in this beautiful, sparkly white, like, quartz, almost like a crystal cathedral, like, you know those amethyst cathedrals, what they look like, but this one is, like, white and sparkly, and it's, like, beautiful, and it's, like, you're in there, and it's, like, you're just, like, it's, like, a cocoon of white, like, kind of just, like, encompassing you. It's really, really, really pretty. So I feel guided to work with these sacred geometry cards here. These are sacred geometry cards of transformation and walking down the visionary path, and I'm going to give you, put it together, and kind of give you a message to see. I feel like I need to go where your next steps are. It's like, where do you guide it to go, and where is this universe taking you right now? It's kind of where I feel like that you're kind of being pushed in a sense, and it's like you're trying to go with the flow, but it feels up current sometimes, you know. And the angels understand your challenges, And that's probably why they guided you to call into the show right now, to kind of get some clarity here. Okay, so I drew five cards for you. Okay. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know I go like, blah, 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 I talk really, really fast. But I got five cards here, and we're going to see how they all connect, how they all relate, okay? So the first one that comes up, it says gentle spirits, and there's turtles on there. And I'm really drawn to the number five here. There's five turtles. There's a five-pointed star. There's like five is the number of this card, but five is the number of change. And it's also interesting because the turtles are in water. And as I said, it feels sometimes like going against the current, you know, it's like trying to flow.
Right.
These turtles are just kind of, they look like they're chaotic, but they're trying their best to just kind of go with where the water is taking them. You know, like kind of like trying to just put out their legs and just like float and just float and let the universe guide them and take them to where they, that's kind of the message for you, is to just go with it, you know, and take the opportunities that you've been given, but don't take on more than you can handle, is really what they're telling me, you know. So that's the first card, and we're going to kind of, I feel like I need to come back to that. So we're looking at the second message, and the second message, it's new beginnings. So that's kind of, like you said, you feel like your Kundalini is rising, but it's a beautiful picture of this, like, goddess that's holding a little child, like, as if to say, you know, you're taken care of. But I feel like it also is connected with your childhood and the connection with mom, you know, and really just releasing and renewing and letting go and knowing that you're going to be okay. Okay, so we're going to come back to those. So we're going to keep going here. Next message is about healing the heart. As I said, your heart is opening tremendously, and there's spirals of waves of information coming in. But the sacred geometry of the card is like, it's really interesting. They're sort of like a combination of hexagons, as you said, you like hexagons, but also pyramids on there. In fact, I kind of have to look in the guidebook on this one to kind of get some more guidance on this one. So when I look at it, okay, so this is what it says. It says a geometric configuration on this card. It's according to the visionary physicist Nassim Haramein, it's the hyperdimensional fractal geometry of space-time. So the matrix that's on this card is a 3D Koch curve, which you can Google that, K-O-C-H, of vector equilibrium. That is a lot of scientific stuff there. But it's really about bringing equilibrium to your heart chakra and balancing all things out. And, you know, just honoring that. Go where you feel guided to go. Like, if you feel like you need to be in a certain place on the planet to connect with the planetary energy, there's like certain power places, go take that
shasta
trip and do
I'm moving to shasta,
whatever,
yeah,
wherever you feel guided to. Say that again. What were you saying?
I'm moving to
Mount
Shasta.
You're moving there?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Probably
good
April
for you.
May.
In April. Oh, my gosh. Well, that's right in my neck of the woods. I need to come up and visit. I love Mount Shasta.
Is it? I didn't know that.
I love Mount Shasta. I've been guided to go there. So, yeah, maybe spring break.
That's great.
I'm serious. Yeah. So that's super, super cool. Yeah, so go with what your guidance is telling you. Yeah, that's going to be a grand awakening there. Okay, perfect. We're going to keep going on. Okay, next message is the tetrahedron. So when we're looking at the tetrahedron, I kind of get the energy of fire when I look at this card, which is about igniting your passion, but as you said, Kundalini rising, like having that burn up inside of you and kind of, you know, rising up through that. Like, but I get the vision of a phoenix, though, like rising above the ashes. That's what I see when I see that card. And the fire is, again, passion, but just taking action. That's what you're kind of doing, really. You're in a much different place than you were, you know, like before. And you're just, you're learning to trust spirit. You're learning to just take guided action, and it's acknowledging that. Okay, last card I look at. This is interesting. This card is the Trinity card, and it's interesting, though, because there's like a male and a female, and then the offspring is like the third. So like there's one, two, and three. So there's, again, that sense of offspring, but I feel like it's telling you are a child of the universe. You are a child of the universe. and you can let go and trust that you will be supported. You will be supported. And, you know, just, but also, you know, feel the connection that you have with others and know, you know there's no separation. But go with the way the winds are taking you, you know, and I think you're there. I think you already are there. One last thing for you from these cards. I want to draw an ascended master for you. I want to see, like, what ascended master you can call upon that will help you right now with this situation. Okay, so let's see. What ascend? Oh, this one's coming up right away. Interesting. The one that comes forth from these cards, it's the white buffalo calf woman, and it's really about peace offering and about a sense of just bringing peace to things in your life and forgiveness, compassion for everyone, and compassion for everything that's happened to bring you where you are at this point. You know, I think you have forgiven a lot in your past and a lot of wounds have been healed, but this is a sign of some of the work that you're going to be doing in terms of bringing peace on the planet and helping people to make peace with things that aren't, that are kind of unrest on the planet, you know, and helping and being like a guide and a teacher for someone who's gone through that, who can help people to rise up above that. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. But there's a lot of imagery in my mind about the mother-child and the child in the sense of that and all the work you've done. And you know, I think if I remember, your mom's on the other side now, right?
She's pretty close, actually.
She's close. Okay,
yeah.
I thought you said she crossed over. But that love is always going to be there. That divine love is there, and I think you know that. And there's also a huge dragon energy with you right now. I feel like this huge dragon just came in, and there's this dragon, like, just very, like, fiery dragon, but like, beautiful, like, green, and it's, like, huge. And it's, like, kind of trying to lift you up to your true potential, you know?
Interesting.
And that's kind of what I see.
Because
go ahead.
Well, this morning while I was in the hospital, I felt like I was being lifted out of my body.
Wow.
Like, hugely, I felt like, and I had this weird, like, almost like an awakening feeling, like, well, I'm in this human vehicle. This is a strange atmosphere I find myself. Like, I'm looking at the walls and everything around me, like, what is this? Like, where am I? Kind of like, this doesn't make sense. I mean, you know, it was very interesting feeling, like it's sort of like a, sort of like someone that from a future perspective would be looking at this right here would be like, wow, this is, you know, just different.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, well, you sound different,
sort of,
and
like,
I feel like
a multidimensional sort of thing.
Yeah, I feel like you are—you do have a grand awakening, but you are also a grand communicator in different ways. And there's been some things you might have been connected with people or dabbled in some things that aren't really who you want to be, like in terms of like maybe some darker energies. And I don't mean dark like bad. I just mean like not who you really truly want to be. That's what I mean. You know, like you're like, you know, you're of the light and you know, you're at this high vibration, but there might, there's other things have been a way for you to get contrast to see who you really are. And I think that's your past those things. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a blessing for you to get that contrast.
Exactly.
So you say, okay, now that I know who
kidding.
I'm not, right? It's like, now I can see who I am. Exactly. Exactly. So I think I'm getting it. But yeah, there's been a lot of positive messages about going with the flow. You're in the, you know, your grand awakening. We'll have to get together in Mount Shasta maybe for like a hike or something or a meditation or something.
Yeah,
it's not really.
I had
like,
a vision.
It's not
honestly,
that far away.
Before you even said anything, I had this vision of like you holding like a staff or something, and we're like walking up in the hills or whatever. There's so many.
Cool.
I look. There's caves. There's we could just have days worth of, you know,
cool
stuff to do. There's a lot of different things. Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. You definitely have my number. I hope, and
I don't,
you know, you can always message me on Facebook though, right? Are you still on my
Facebook? Yeah.
Yeah, go on my Facebook. I think you're still my friend on Facebook. If not, you can go on my Ascension Magic page, and you can just message me through there, and we will definitely keep in touch. One last thing I want to say is that they're saying be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. And what I mean by that is not the way you're treating yourself mentally, but the way you're treating yourself physically, like the food you're putting in your body, like just taking care of yourself. Like, you know what I mean? Like taking really good care of yourself, like eating good food. Like, you don't have to scrounge to get by. You can eat like good food. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just saying, like, they're saying, like, you're putting a lot of energy into spirit, but don't forget to honor your body. Like, have the balance between the trinity of mind, body, spirit, you know, because you are still connected to the body. Even though you're a spiritual being, you still have your body right now, so you don't want to, discount that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know you're more than your body, but because that's the tool for you to experience spirit through, you want to take care of that as well and treat it well and kindly and put good foods into it and you know, and protect it and whatever else. That's just kind of what they're telling me. Be kind to yourself. But it would seem like the message was about diet to some capacity. But you trust whatever you feel guided. I trust that you'll get the message for sure, for Xiao, as we say.
So I just wanted to mention really quickly, since my kundalini has been rising, I do feel a lot more of a connection to my body. And like you said, the little darker things that I've avoided have taken me out of my body, more or less, and now I feel like since I sort of surpassed that, so I'm more connected to my body.
I feel like you should affirm to yourself, I am light, I am love, all is well.
Right.
And I can just tell yourself that, I am light, I am love, you know, and just continue to keep telling yourself that, and, you know, I am the truth, I am the light, I am the way, all that kind of those affirmations, you know, and don't feel like you have to hibernate yourself, you know, because you're connected to all things. I know what that feels like when you feel so disconnected from other people because you're on this spiritual path and you get to this high vibration and everyone else is so, like, not there, but that's why you're here, is to really bring that in.
Exactly.
And, you know, don't feel like you – yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm getting to the point of, even astrologically, I've looked into this, and astrologically I've had my progressed moon in Cancer, which is all about being home and sort of like integrating and all that kind of stuff, but it's moving into Leo soon, so I'll be like, you know, getting myself out there, and I feel like, yes, you are affirming that I'm getting to that point of putting myself out there finally and just being okay with being me and saying, you know what? Like, you are the light as well, and I will help you find that by, you know.
All right.
Action, whatever you have.
Good for you. I'm so proud of you. You really got it. You really are. Seems like you really have a different perspective. Don't let things distract you from it. There's lots of people, lots of support here right now from the other side. There's the support here on this side as well. And let's make it a plan to sometime get together soon for sure. We definitely.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks for calling, Jamie.
All right. Yeah, thanks again, Ron. Take care.
Absolutely. Okay, I'm going to keep you on the line. So I'll just put you on mute, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Jamie. Wow, okay, what a great message, guys. And it seems like there's been a lot of things about balance coming through. I feel like balance and harmony is really, like, the message that we are getting right now. So let's get to another call. I'm going to go to 617. I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
I am, yes. Thank you for taking my call. I finally got a space.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Of course.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sure. So what's going on?
Oh, boy. Change. I am in the middle of... change. I'm looking for something to. Let me start from the beginning.
Okay. No problem.
I'm more than likely probably in the process of either letting go of a relationship or moving it into a friendship into a friendship mode.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make this a smooth transition
mm-hmm.
because I feel that I want more out of my relationship. And this one just isn't moving into it's stagnant. And I just don't want that anymore. I've been waiting a very long time for a relationship, and I feel that a relationship is definitely coming forward. But I want to move where I'm at with this gentleman into more of a friendship. We're not intimate on any level, on any sexual or any level like that, but we like each other, but we just don't know where we want to go with where we're at.
I see. Okay.
I didn't understand
it. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I'm getting, well, I listen to the words, but I also listen to the feeling of what you're saying behind it. So I get it. My soul understands what you're saying. The angels understand, and Archangel Raphael is really understanding what you're asking for, and they're telling me that, okay, there's a big word I hear, and it's patience, girlfriend. They're saying patience.
Oh, wow.
And they're saying that there's been a lot of patience that you've had, but this is what I get a lot too for me. Like when I connect with the angels, they're like, mm-hmm. we do hear you. We do mm-hmm. understand your frustration, even though mm-hmm. it doesn't seem like we hear you. Like, because things don't happen the way we want them or as fast as we would
right.
like.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
they're like, we hear you. We understand. You know, we hear you. We hear you. And you are being guided. That was the first message that I got. But I'm working with the sacred geometry, right? So
mm-hmm.
I want to kind of take some sacred geometry messages for you. But as you were
absolutely.
Talking, I was, and this is interesting, like I doodle when I talk to people on the phone. And, like, mm-hmm. I'm drawing fire, like fire, 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 fire everywhere, like fire, 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 fire. And I'm hearing fire, which fire is a couple of things going on with that. It's burning up the passions within you, letting yourself, giving yourself permission. But what it's really doing, it's burning up the things that aren't working in your life.
Yes.
So there's a lot of symbolism with the fire. The fire,
mm-hmm.
we one of the first things we might think of is the violet fire, which the violet
mm-hmm.
fire, if you don't know about that, it's basically that is the color that's going to release anything that doesn't work in your life, relationships, drama, whatever
mm-hmm.
it is. It's going to burn that up. It's going to release it. But the fire, it's about transmutation is really what
mm-hmm.
it is, and transmuting
mm-hmm.
all these things. So that's kind of what I see. And just like the last
mm-hmm.
caller, the phoenix is there. So it's like a rising up from the ashes,
yes.
a sort of like – that's what I see. It's just like this phoenix rising up and ready to go in there. But you're not wanting to, like, step on anybody. You're not wanting to hurt anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But you're, like, you're wanting to do what's right for you and following what your heart says. And that's what makes it so difficult is, like, you're wanting to what makes me happy, you know? Like, instead of, like, being stuck and trying to make other people happy, you're like, you know what? I can be loving by loving myself, and by loving myself, and you know what I mean? Like you get what I'm saying, right? Okay.
Yes, I do.
So actually what they wanted me to do is work with, okay, so I want to see what Ascended Master you can work with right now. So let me see. So we'll see what Ascended
Thank
Master
you.
Comes up. Oh, absolutely. And then we'll get to the sacred geometry. So, okay.
Beautiful.
So for you, this is really interesting. It seems like you're getting a message about exercise because
mm-hmm.
the Ascended Master is Babaji, who works with yoga. And it's really just about transcending your physical body and just kind of stretching. Like, stretching is the big thing. It's like stretching your psychic abilities, stretching your muscles, stretching the way you might have, like, normally thought about things, like stretching your thinking so that you can think in a different way. It's all about stretching.
Yeah.
But this Ascended Master can help you to, like, extend your thinking and to, you know, be more flexible. Flexibility is what it comes down to. Flexible with how the universe is making things happen, but flexible also in, like, your own body and how you kind of flow with things. That's really what the message is, what it really comes down to, is what I feel. Now I'm going to get some more messages for you, so I'm going to see what are the okay, their angels are really wanting me to work with Angel Tarot. Okay, so I know it's sacred geometry, but they're like, okay, draw a card for her. So I'm going to do this from the Angel Tarot. So let's see. Okay, what we want. And I never got your name, by the way.
It's Gwen.
Gwen, okay.
Yes.
Gwen, what does Gwen need to know? That's this. There we go. Aha, okay. So there's a couple of cards that I chose from the angel cards. One of them is the sun, which is Archangel Uriel, and that says happy outcome, brilliant new ideas, have confidence in yourself. But the other one is the magician, which says you are ready, you have the resources. So it's a affirmation from the angels that you're on the right track, that you're thinking about things in the right way. Everything's going to work itself out. Just let it happen and listen to the guidance. But they want you to continue to communicate with them. They're saying that you're ready now more than you ever have before to really hear what they're saying. Like you kind of were trying to do things on your own a little bit more than you had to.
Yeah.
And now they're like saying, trust us. We really are here to help, to guide you. Just pay attention to the signs. You might not actually hear it in your ear, like a spoken word, but you might get a visual sign, or you might hear something on the radio. You're getting messages.
Yeah.
Pay attention to them. And they're telling me for you to especially the repetitive ones. Like if it's repetitive again and again and again, that is definitely your angels. That is definitely.
Okay.
So if you have gotten any repetitive signs, that is your guidance communicating to you for sure.
Okay.
Okay. So now I'm also going to draw a card from the romance cards, because you're kind of calling about that, and then I'll do also a sacred geometry. So let's see. So
thank you so much.
I'm going to think about. Oh, absolutely, no problem. Let's see. What does we want Gwen to know here, angels? Okay. Yeah, I hear the word patience again in my mind. I'm also hearing the word separation to a sense, to some capacity. Now the card that I drew out of this for you, this is beautiful, by the way, I'm getting bumps. It says wedding. It says this situation involves marriage. That can be a lot of different ways. This could be like you going into the wedding that you're wanting to be in. Are you currently married now?
No, I am not.
You're not. Okay.
No.
This is what you've been asking for, really. You've been wanting, like you said, that relationship. You've been wanting that commitment. You've been wanting someone who really gets you and really understands you and who, like, is, you know, and that's what this card is really coming to remind you of. Like I said, happy outcome. You're on the right path. So it's very, very, very positive messages that are coming through. And we want to also get a sacred geometry message, like, of healing that can help you to heal. So let me draw a card from there to give you a tool to work with. Okay, this one's jumping right out of the deck. And this is the Diamond Mandala. It's really, really pretty. And I'm going to kind of tell you a little bit more about what it means. Okay? So it's really about meditation. Okay? And just the connectedness that you have. So I'm going to read you from the guidebook so that might help you a little bit more. So here's what it says. It says, whirling out from the womb of the cosmos, energy is the most basic stuff of creation. Every molecule of humankind and the entire universe contains tiny packets of energy and light. The spirit or light body in some philosophies is referred to as the diamond soul and is believed to be the eventual course of evolution for humanity. It is very multidimensional and holographic and is considered basically your interdimensional passport. The diamond soul is within you, and as you bring it forward, it will put you on an illuminated path to bring out your inner radiance. So sit in that and let it soak in, to let the light come in, and as long as you're able to, and then consciously return to your physical body. So I feel like this card is like the tool for you awakening, like your like the last call of your Kundalini rising.
Yes.
But also like your light body and letting all this like new information come in. There's a lot of stuff coming to you right now, a lot of messages. Just be aware of it. I think that's what it comes down to. Like, be aware of the guidance you really are receiving that maybe you discount because you haven't been paying attention. You are getting guidance. You totally are. And Archangel Raphael is with you right now, helping you to heal, helping you to let go, and helping you to just really be happy. Like, I feel that. Just give yourself permission to let that come in.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I get for
you
today, Gwen.
Also about separation.
Yeah.
Did you pull a card?
Yeah,
separation?
I just heard that
you
word.
Tell me a little bit more about that? Oh, you just heard the word. Okay.
Yeah, I heard the word. So separation from somebody. Like, I think you mentioned, too, didn't you mention that you were wanting to move away from another relationship and go in a new direction? Didn't you say that?
Yes.
So I think it's referring to that, like, you know, just acknowledging what you were already telling me. I literally heard the word separation. So, you know, you have free will and free consciousness and how you want to go about that. But it seems like that's what you're that's what you're creating. Because we're divine manifestors. You know, we have free will. And that it seems to be like that's kind of what I get out of that. But I think that sacred geometry is really helpful and useful for you because you're a very visual person. Like, I see lots of art around you. Like, are you an artist right now?
I'm creative, but I'm not like a painter or anything. I could if I wanted to.
You have that visual flair where you could be painting. You could be doing artistic stuff. So you might want to go out and just get like a vision of like not a vision, but like a picture of sacred geometry stuff, anything that catches your eye, and put it up and use that as a tool to help you stay connected with the angels, to stay connected with your higher self.
That's a good idea.
Because you're more visual than, like you're more visual than anything. That's kind of what I get. Like you're
that's true.
And you're also claircognizant, which means you just know things without knowing how you know them. You just like, how do I know that? Like, things just pop into your head. So those are your two psychic gifts. So you could be very clairvoyant and claircognizant.
Yes.
You could also work on hearing if you wanted to, but that's not one of the stronger ones with you. Like, because there are times where you do get things, you hear things sometimes, but it's not like one of your super strong ones. You're more visual
that's
than
true.
Anything.
That's
kind of what I see.
Yeah. That's very, very true. Oh, my God, that's true. That's very, very true. Yes. Yes, this is...
So
this
lots
is
of good messages for you,
beautiful.
Gwen. There's been lots of stuff, like positive things, the transmutation, going into a new direction.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
mm-hmm.
You know, let the help come in. Like, you know, continue to reach out, ask, and let them guide you.
Yes. Beautiful. I am so happy. I'm so happy I got to talk to you.
Yay. I'm so
it
happy to talk
well
to you, too.
It is well worth the wait. Trust me. It truly is.
Oh, well, thank you.
It truly
is. That
is
so kind of you.
Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely
very
beautiful.
Very kind of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you so
very
much.
I wish you all the best with your... Yeah, and I wish you all the best, and let's look forward to that wedding coming true.
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, yes. I'm excited.
Okay.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. Many
you're
blessings
welcome.
To you.
Same Alrighty. To you, hon.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So let's go to 951, and we get you on the line. Hi. Welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me? 951? Anybody there? Okay, we're going to go back to the phone lines, and we're going to go to area code 310. We're going to get you on the line, if you can hear me.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Of course.
Hi.
Hi.
I, too, am happy
so
to speak with you.
My
name is
cool.
Brittany, and I'm calling because I'm so connected to the angelic realm, and I have... in the past gotten visions of sacred geometry and all these different types of images. And I wasn't sure what it was at the time, but after doing research and more meditation, I was able to kind of really integrate it into my life. And I actually did experience the violet flame of transmutation. Like I felt it in my body and it was so amazing. And then I had a vision once of like chains being broken and angels were like taking me up. Like just so many beautiful things, but right now I am in a situation where I've had a shift in perspective. I had just left an abusive relationship, and it's brought so many things to the surface as far as, like, who I am as a woman and who I'm becoming and who I want to be. And I just wanted to see what the angels had to say surrounding mm-hmm. me taking the courage to leave this situation.
Okay. Well, as you were talking, Brittany, I'm just going to tell you what my impressions are that I'm getting, okay? So one of the things I get is that you are extremely intelligent and you are extremely mental person. And I don't mean, like, mental, like, in a crazy way. I mean, like, you think a lot. Like, so that's your strength. That's your strength is the mental capacity. But it also gets you in trouble because you think too much about things. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword. And that's kind of what I was getting. And use your mind as a creative tool to co-create with the universe everything that you're wanting, you know? Like, because people – I think a lot, too. I'm like that as well. And we have a tendency to think about the things we don't want. And as you know, because you're a spiritual person, we bring that into our life, you know?
Right.
So you use your mental capacity and your connection with the angels to consciously create – where you want to go, and it will manifest for you. There's not a question of if or when. It's just, will you do it? You know, the universe is always going to support us. It gives us everything we've asked for. So even the things, you know, you said you've recently left an abusive relationship, and God bless you for doing that. On some capacity, we've co-created that with our something we're thinking, something we're putting out there in the universe. You know, so you're changing that. You're thinking a new vibration, a new thought, and you're allowing yourself to go into a new direction. That's what I'm feeling. So, you know, try to just let go of that mental ability to like figure things out so much. Use your mind as like create from a place within yourself, like deep within like your heart space, and then let your mind like build from there. Like, that's kind of what I'm getting guided. Okay. But as you were talking, though, I kept seeing you like a flower, like blooming. Like, so I see like this flower. So the flower of life pattern would be good to meditate upon, obviously, but they're showing me you like being like a flower. And like also like connecting when you go out in nature with the flowers and the flower fairies. But I feel like for you, it's just there's forgiveness for yourself that really would benefit you right now, forgiveness for yourself. And I'm going to really, you know, like ask that Archangel Raphael just kind of helps you with this, that he's like closer to you and just helps you to work on that. We're also going to ask Archangel Metatron, I feel, wants to come in with you, and Michael. Those are the ones that I really see strongly with you. And I see like, here's what I see. I see like a white light, okay? I see, like, this light bulb that's, like, really, really bright. And it's right there ready for you to just go to it, like, and bring it close to you. But in a sense, like, part of your consciousness has been focused on the shadow side of it, which is not bad or good or bad. That's, like, judgment. It's, like, the shadow is just, like, the other. It's one part of everything. It's a part of who we are. And you're ready to go back to that bright place. And you're like, you know what? I've had enough of messing around with this stuff, like putting my thoughts there.
Okay.
And you said you experienced the violet fire. You're ready to go in that direction, all those things. So, again, I kind of also see the phoenix, as I saw with some of the callers as well. But they're saying to, like, stop limiting yourself. That's what I'm hearing. Like, you're putting too much – but you're also putting too much restrictions on how things – can work out. Like, you're forgetting that we're unlimited. You're forgetting that there's unlimited way things can happen, and you don't have to worry about how, like, the hows really get us in trouble. Just know that it will come as long as you're believing in that, you know? And they're telling me you've worked so hard. Like, so the emotions are coming up because I'm empathic too. You work so hard to be where you are. And they're telling me to tell you, you've done nothing wrong. You're a child of God just as much as me and you and Wayne Dyer and everyone that's the holiest of the holy. We're all one. It's just sometimes we make choices that don't always suit our best interest, you know, and it's not good or bad, right or wrong. It's just, I made this choice, therefore this happened. Okay, I'm past that. I'm ready to make a new choice. And that's where you're at. You're like, you know what? That's exactly where you're at. And I also see the Mother Mary with you, because the Mother Mary is empowering you with that feminine. You said, I'm really getting connected with my feminine roots. Mother Mary is really, really there with you right now and helping you to feel more connected with that you are a child of God, that you are a child of the universe. And there's also something about a child. Do you have a child, or do you want one, or was there something about a pregnancy or something?
I'd like to eventually have a family and children.
Okay. That makes sense. So she's helping you with that, because I just saw a vision of, like, you wanting to have a child and maybe you're worried a little bit about, like, what kind of mother will I be, or could this really happen, or, you know, something like that. So she's there helping you to heal any kind of issues related to that, related to your sacred femininity, any kind of issue. And on that note, what I want to do, I'm going to work with some oracle cards here. Like, let's go, I got the sacred geometry ones. First, let's do a sacred geometry message. And then they're telling me to do some angel therapy on you. So I'm going to do that really quick. So I'm going to draw a card and see what, okay, this one comes forth for you. Ooh, pretty. Okay, so this card is, it says Mountain Apis. And I'm going to kind of look and see what this really means. So it's kind of it's really about connecting with sacred places on the planet and earth energies and allowing yourself to be connected to Mother Earth, to Gaia. So as you said, the feminine, the divine feminine, nothing is more divine feminine on this planet than Gaia herself. So connecting with that, and there might be a place that really reaches out to you that's like, oh, you'll get a vision. You'll know, like, yeah, I got to go there. And that's going to help to connect you with your divinity a little bit more and to feel that feminine sense come in. But what they're wanting me to do is, like, if you're open to this, I want to ask the angels to come forth, to come close to you, and we're going to just do some angel therapy on you. Okay. So all you have to do is just let go and just receive it. And they're really, really working on your heart right now. Like, you might feel sadness come up. Okay, so just breathe through it and allow them to heal it. Just give them to the angels, okay? Any kind of thing that needs to be forgiven, just let it go, okay? Okay, they're surrounding you in, like, this protective bubble. I see Archangel Michael is there, and he's clearing your aura of any kind of psychic debris, psychic attack that might have been thrown at you from other people, but also from yourself. And he's just kind of, I'm also asking them to bring back any parts of you that may have been splintered out from trauma and returning you to your full potential so that you can be whole and complete and stand in your power. And just kind of, they're bringing you back to your truth, to yourself. Because you felt lost to some capacity, but you're back, and is what they're saying. Okay. Ooh, there we go. And just keep breathing through it.
To cut
you okay?
the cord. Can you ask
yep.
them to cut the cord?
Oh, absolutely. All you have to do is ask. Archangel Michael, cut any cords of fear, any cords that are attaching to anything that is not in her highest good. Any old relationships, any patterns of trauma, anything that is she's willing to let go, help her to let go and to just be strong in the light and to just feel that sense of rebirth, renewal, returning you to herself, to her true soul. There's lots and lots and lots of angels around you right now. There's lots of spiritual, there's lots of ancestors from your other side that have crossed over that are with you right now. Aunts, uncles, like all kinds of people that are there. There's all kinds of people that are around you. There's also a dog, like some kind of dog that, that's crossed over on the other side. Mm-hmm. There's a dog there. I see a dog. And what they're telling me is that you have great potential, but you're the one that gets yourself in the way. You're the one that stops it by not believing and not trusting yourself. And you know, and you don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to do it alone. The angels are always with you. And let's see if there are any else I get. Just kind of feel. I'm just clearing out the last things around you here. Are you feeling lighter? Are you feeling better?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
I just want to heal and just move forward.
Mm-hmm. All you have to do is just tell yourself, I give myself permission to move forward. I give myself permission to release. I am open to healing, and I trust the highest good, highest light will guide me to everything that I'm asking for in my life. And it must come forth for you. That's all you have to do. They're also showing me you, like, doing some type of movement, like a dancing, like going to, like, I feel like a dance studio, and you, like, doing some type of, like, I don't know, jazz dancing or ballet or some type of, like, dancing. Like, it's really freeing for you and just releasing. Like, do you like to dance? Or do you go to do dancing, or have you done that in the past?
Yes, I'm an actress, so I dance and do all
okay.
stuff.
Yeah, they're saying, like, go and find a community of like-minded people that you can, like, just have fun with and let go. Because the dancing's, like, freeing. It's letting go. It's like you said, I remember you saying, like, letting the shackles go. The dancing's mm-hmm. kind of going to help you do that. That's really going to help you a lot, and it's going to help to connect you to friends that care about you and support you and get you in a community of people that support you. That's where you need to be. I feel like a community of people that support you, that mm-hmm. that love you, that really just kind of get you, and that's really going to be the push for you. So just all you have to do is ask,
okay.
you know, ask for, like, where the right place to go to meet these people that's going to be your friends and just, you know, and know that, like, again, you've done nothing wrong. You're beautiful and divine, and there's so much love and beauty in all parts of you. It's just you have to embrace that, you know. Just keep embracing that. Tell yourself that you deserve these things. You deserve
yes.
good. You deserve love. You deserve everything you could ever desire. And I am just asking extra angelic support to be with you right now to help give you the strength and courage you need to move forward on your life.
Yes.
And you just know, you know you're connected with the angels. You know you don't have to do it alone. Just keep on
yes.
keep on walking forward, yeah?
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I want to draw one more card for you, okay? This is from the Ascended yes. Masters. We're going to see what they want you to know right now. Okay. The angels are working with you, so just let it out. And, you know, definitely be gentle with yourself for a while. So the Ascended Master that came out, it's El Moria, and it's about clearing and shielding your energy. So
mm-hmm.
that
yeah.
could help to, you know, he can help too to help you really be in a safe place so that you don't attract unwanted things into your life. And, you know, just, I think you're already aware of that, but that's his name. It's E-L-M-O-R-Y-A, El Moria. And
mm-hmm.
you can work with him to help to shield you, to help clear you. And, I think that's kind of the message that I get for you. But they're also telling me again, be gentle with yourself, drink lots of water, you know, and
mm-hmm.
continue to just, you know, let the angels be with you, ask them to help you. And
I pray
yeah.
out to them and ask them to come in. I ask Archangel Michael to, like, cut the cords every day. I'm
yeah.
asking, please
Good.
Cut the cords. And I've asked him once before in the past, like 7 years ago, and he actually came and I saw like swords like going past my face and like this energy. It was powerful. But, you know, that was back then, and I'm in this situation now, and I just really would like for Archangel Michael to come and help me through this.
They're actually showing me a vision of you meditating in a crystal white pyramid. So they want you to visualize yourself in this crystal white pyramid, and the top of the pyramid is connected to your higher divine self. And that is really going to stabilize your frequencies, and it's going to clear. It's going to help you to be more in a clearer place, and it's going to block out all the unwanted things that you might be feeling. But the dance and the exercise could really help, like going out and getting that exercise and the dance, being around a like-minded community, that can help you. And, you know, just be gentle with yourself. That's all you have to do, you know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You're awesome. I really appreciate you.
You're welcome. I'm glad that I could help you to some capacity. I really am glad. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. Do something good for yourself.
I will.
Whatever that is, you know. For me, it's probably like I go to BJ's and I get a Pizookie. I don't know what you like. That's what I like to do. I love Pizookies. They're so good. Oh, my God. They're not good for you, but they taste really good. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You're awesome.
Okay, well, have a good weekend, Brittany. It's been nice talking to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, everybody. So thank you so much for joining me. It's been a wonderful 90 minutes here talking with you about sacred geometry and healing and working with you. And I'm so grateful. And again, if you missed it, April 10th, I'm going to be talking with Bruce Lipton about how your thoughts can heal your reality and how we're not victims. And it's going to be a great show. And I also have a show coming up about sound healing. It's going to be wonderful. Click follow on Blog Talk Radio. You can find out more about me, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. Also my website, ascensionmagic.com. And next week on the show, I'm going to be, again, doing healings and readings. So I look forward to talking with you then. Otherwise, have a wonderful weekend and know that all is well, guys. All is well.